The Hideous Creature Show.
Jeremy christened those pigs with his body water, but it wasn't very Christ-like. Farmer Joe made us say a prayer to the Dark Lord named Cromdar, the Invincible.
There's Jeremy.
He was naughty, so we got to eat him.
Ha ha.
There's Jeremy's new meat bicep.
Oh, there's his carrot.
Murderlicious.
Oh, snap.
Yummy.
I don't know when they slipped us the poison. I think it was something in the milk.
We woke up to find we were Farmer Joe's captive slaves.
Forced to toil.
In the name of Lord Cromdar.
That summer I developed a crush on my sister.
Wait, that wasn't your sister.
Wasn't?
Yuck.
Yeah.
After 2 years, our parents were happy to see us. We were happy to see them.
So we can sacrifice them
in the dark holy name of Lord Cromdar.
And that's what happens when you spend time with...
Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is March 6th, 2010. And this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
My name's Jenny.
My name's Pat.
And how's everybody's week? What'd you do?
Stupid.
Did you do anything fun, anything dumb, anything worth talking about?
Work was fucking retarded this week. I went and saw The Crazies.
How was it?
It was all right. It wasn't great. It was a good horror film, but it wasn't. Didn't blow me away. I did get to see a trailer for the new Freddy Krueger movie.
Oh.
The remade the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hey, Hollywood, come up with some new fucking ideas,
shit.
Please.
But it actually looked. I'll go see it. It looked all right.
We're drinking a delicious Pabst Blue Ribbon. Whoa, haircut. What's up?
I know. I just noticed that Patrick just took his hat off and he looks very handsome.
Take his shirt off. Let's see that dorsal fin.
We don't talk about
aqua
that.
Fuck.
Aqua fuck. Ooh, aqua fuck.
What about you? How's you're doing your thing?
Doing my thing. Like, I'm Mary Tyler Moore, man.
I like it.
Fucking throwing my hat into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
The intro to the show this week was from Wonder Chosen, which if you haven't seen it, I recommend checking it out. It's funny.
It's very funny.
Shit. What else? Ooh, you know what happened today?
What?
I didn't get any work, so I was at home, bored off my fucking ass. And I redid our website.
What?
Yes.
Get out of town. Yeah.
What did you do it?
And I put Chris Bishop stuff on there all over the place. The
unicorn.
Unicorn's fucking into the rainbow.
I call it Unicorn Love.
Unicorn. It's actually called Afternoon Delight is the name
of the piece. Ooh, I like that.
So thanks, Chris Bishop. And I redid it all. And I've always wanted to kind of talk about the website because there's a lot of shit on there that everybody should go there and check out. There's all kinds of weird... What the fuck did I do with it? Ah, fuck, it's gone. Go to the website, check it out. And another thing that... from last week, actually. And I heard back from a bunch of listeners saying that they fell in love with Marcus.
Oh, how could you not?
What's not to love?
What is not to love? I wish he could give us all a real hug.
I heard from a bunch of people they almost peed themselves.
I love it.
But when I was putting the show onto the internet, I found myself laughing again.
Marcus has been in my thoughts.
He's a good kid. He's a good adult.
He's definitely been in my thoughts.
Drinking all that scope. So some of the stuff we're going to do on the show, we got Southeast Shamrocker shit. Oh, we got Oscars.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about
Oscar week.
Our picks for the Oscars. We've got our douchebag of the week news stories. And we got we talked about doing our confessions. And I need to talk to you guys about this.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I want to fucking tell these confessions.
Well.
But it's
Yeah, I mean,
it would be good radio though.
Well, it's fake radio. Fake radio. Maybe they could be fake confessions.
Okay, where they're not really real.
Right, like I held up a bank and then I never told any of my friends about it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like I'm going to fake tell it like I'm going to tell it like it's, how do I word it? It's you're going to tell it like it's fake, but it's really real.
But it's really real.
So I don't know, we'll kind of toy around with that a little bit, and then if you guys want to do it still, I'd be in. I'd do it. Think about it. And
okay.
Well,
I also like just making up fake confessions.
Like just making up shit?
Yeah.
You do that alone, don't you? I always do that in my inner monologue when I'm walking around the house.
Well, as Karen's boyfriend would say, we're all just liars, so that's we right. might as well just make some shit up.
Yeah, we should. It's something about Karen's boyfriend, maybe.
I like you, Chip. Maybe. I just made that up.
Burn!
I'm just joking, nice, Chip. Chip's going to punch me next time he sees me.
He'll never see you because you're elusive.
So, yeah, you should go to our website and check out...
check out June's handiwork.
Check out... I didn't know that we could do that. Like, we get our stuff through a pre-made website. But I, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I was bored. So they make it. Today.
Do they make it pretty like user friendly for you? Where that's cool. I've never done anything.
Well, I think I'm so stupid about.
I can't
this
even
shit.
Make a a Facebook page or whatever. Or like people had their MySpace pages with all like pictures and color. I didn't even know how to do that.
I don't think I ever got that far on the MySpace, right?
Yeah.
It's already leaving. It's already leaving. Like, it's gone. The what was it called?
What was that piece of shit?
It's gone.
What, remember Friendster? That shit's gone.
I never had a Friendster account, I don't think.
What was I never did Friendster.
It was pre MySpace. It was even worse than
it sounds stupid.
No, it's stupid.
Now the
I just like it was a long time ago and all of my Friendsters were like sending me a thing like set up a Friendster page. And
what was it? Was it like MySpace?
Yeah, it was like MySpace but like way suckier.
Like how, what do you mean like suckier? How
like you couldn't post any videos, you could barely even post pictures. Like it was really old school. I don't even know how long ago it was, but
I already hate it. I don't want
to. Oh, it sucks.
So there's a thing that I do, and I've been really looking forward to it.
Masturbating?
Well, I actually spent today and yesterday catching up on old, you know, my porn.
Good.
And so I'm set. Ready
Good.
To go. I got stuff settled and things that I like, things I don't like. Somebody gave me a, what the fuck is it called? It's like the weird porn, like outrageous shit that's like not really sex, it's like fetish kind of
like
farting
fire. Like there's a word for it,
like I don't know, there's a name for the website but I forgot it.
Oh.
And I checked it out for a second and I was like because if we do it I want to find something good on there and kind of post it and like watch it together.
Oh,
like remember when we did the one guy one cup?
Oh, that brings back memories.
Yeah. There's a tear.
What a
bloody anus.
Nothing like it.
Drip, drip, drip.
Oops.
Splurtle, splurtle, splurtle.
Oopsie. I think when I watch that, I can watch pretty fucked up shit, but man, when I watch that, oh my God.
I couldn't look away.
I didn't like it. I had to look away, actually.
I had to look away.
I couldn't.
I just didn't like the, I kind of put myself
Maybe
in that
I have
position.
a glass and blood fetish.
You should explore that, perhaps.
I'm going to.
Put your glass in the ass. Put the glass in your ass.
But there's a thing called the Shamrock Run here in Portland. And it's, what's the date on it?
The 13th, I think you said?
It's Sunday the 14th. And a bunch of our friends, we've done it for years and years and years. And we all meet underneath the one of the bridges downtown.
Location to not be disclosed.
Unless you're a Shamrocker. And then, you know.
So you should explain what a Shamrocker is as opposed to just doing the run for people
that
don't know.
Well, a Shamrocker is a bunch of our friends that are a bunch of idiots. We all get together and drink a bunch of, like, vodka and, what's that, like, screwdrivers, green screwdrivers.
Right. Okay.
They bring one of those Gatorade things, like, with a shit ton of the fucking booze in there. And we drink that under the bridge. And then we go across the river. over into downtown Portland for the official Shamrock Run, which is enormous. It's
big. And people actually run.
Yeah.
They don't just get wasted.
It's a real thing.
It's a real run.
They've got sweatsuits on.
Well, yeah, and numbers and things, right? Do they
well,
wear
yeah,
numbers?
Yeah. It's a run. It's like a mini marathon or something like that.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we go there and we spray paint our chests with Southeast Shamrockers and their
dress
shirts
up like rockers.
And, yeah, and then we go across and we... Well, this is... There's some of the people that actually run it.
I've never done this with you. Are the people that are actually in the runs accepting of the Shamrockers, or do they hate
you
guys?
No, some of us hate it because we're smoking cigarettes while we're in the starter position, which is right on NATO downtown.
Okay.
And there's just there's thousands of people there. We're smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, and waiting for the gun to go off to run the race.
Right.
But, I mean, I've never run. I go down there. And,
I know, like, our friend Dieter.
Yeah, Eric.
He would run. He would get loaded and then run.
Yeah, there's a couple people that actually do it.
Yeah.
But I've never done it. What I do is I go down there and we stretch out and we get all ready for it. And somebody's always got, like, a big boombox playing, like, AC/DC and Def Leppard or whatever butt rock it is. And then we do a pyramid pictures, like we make human pyramids, and we're all fucking butt fuck drunk.
So what time do you meet under the bridge? It's like early,
it's
right?
6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, like this is serious shit,
wow.
Patrick.
I thought it was like noon.
No,
this is. Yeah.
It's like let's meet and start drinking before we've even had an omelet.
I come to play. I came to play, motherfuckers. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that we do is we just drink all night. And then meet under the bridge, and then, gun goes off, and what I do is I would go down there with everybody, and getting the big group of motherfuckers there ready to do the run. The gun goes off, and I run about maybe.
Do you pretend? Do you get down in like gun's gonna go off position?
Well, I kind of fake myself out. I think I'm actually gonna do it. But I don't.
No.
I run about like 10 steps and then run over and
vomit.
Liz at the Slammer opens it up for Shamrockers
that
early. And we go over there and there's breakfast and stuff. And then we just get trashed all day. And
it's like the official mascot of the Shamrockers is the Slammer.
Yeah. So we go over the Slammer and just get tossed. And now that, we're getting older and stuff, a bunch of friends are professional photographers. And last year, they had rented out one of those giant, U-Haul vans and made a kind of a giant light box out of it and had cameras set up and stuff. So, there's photography and all kinds of shit. And then there's some people that show up that are minor celebrities and shit. And we all just, there's a car that we have and we sit in the car and take pictures. It's ridiculous.
Is it a General Lee?
It's rad. No, it's an old Impala that we cut or I didn't cut it, but some friends cut the top off of it, and it just sits in the fucking rain all year, except for the Shamrockers. Then they tow it down to the Slammer, and we sit in it like we're like 9 years old, pretend we're driving to California or something.
I like it.
But so that's coming up, and I've been kind of getting ready. I've been stretching out.
Punching yourself in the liver.
That's right. Sitting on rusty nails.
You got nothing, liver. You got nothing.
Push it to the limit.
There's some people though that I only see there once a year, and I can't wait. I try to find him. And one year, I don't know how he did it. He found my number, and I was sleeping, and rang me. And I was like, "Oh shit, that's right, Shamrock, go run."
Do you have your outfit planned out?
I don't.
I'm sure you can pull something out.
Worst comes to worst, I just run with my shirt off with Shamrockers. There's a stencil when you get down there, and you can. Spray paint it on whatever the fuck you want, and then you just get drunk all day. Go sleep in the park. You gotta sleep
it's
it
funny,
off.
As long as I've been friends with June, I've never done this Shamrocker.
You're doing it this year?
No. Well, I hope so.
Sweet Karen comes.
Yeah.
She comes to the Slammer after.
Yeah, she comes to
the
Slammer. That's what I would do, probably. I don't think I'd go to the 6:30 a.m. under the bridge.
But I
would go to the Slammer, and even I don't remember what I was doing last year, but there was something that prevented me from going, and I was really sad. I can't remember.
Oh Jesus, I'm burpy. Oh, that motherfucker! I've been on a curry bender.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I tell you, I'm farting these ether fucking farts that haunt your nose. They're horrible.
They do.
They're like clay, air clay.
I'm glad you don't have that the light on the clapper today, because those farts would shut that shit off.
I had to take
there's
it
There's no
off.
Clap that could get I, that back on.
There's only, there's two, well, I just had to take that shit off there. And you know what sucks? Is I'm in bed and, you know, watching my stories and getting all comfy ready for sleepy time. And then I go to do the clap and I forget. And then I got to get up and turn the light off like a fucking loser.
Like a fucking Neanderthal.
Like a sucker, Jenny. Like a fucking sucker.
Like a fucking damn sucker that doesn't have technology.
Well, you know what?
Like a caveman.
Would be great if there was some sort of like device that I could just like suction cup onto something and then clap it. It would be great for like a girlfriend, maybe.
What?
Wah, 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 wah. And I can go
to sleep.
It would affect her the same way that the clapper affects. Oh, there the Christmas lights went on.
So if you were annoyed with me one night, you just suction it on like my back like a wind up doll and then clap me off.
It would be funny. It would be like the snow globe. Our friend. Our friends. We do this thing whenever we're hanging out or whenever we go on vacations and stuff. There's. You buy a shitty fucking snow globe.
Or just a figurine in general.
And try to stash it on somebody. So, you could do the clapper on one of those. That'd be...
Oh, my God. Chip would get great. So pissed if we put the clapper on him, because he would be wanting to sing songs to everybody and we just clap him off.
You know what would be great is that, like, we could do that in the middle of in the middle of the night when, everybody's all rowdy. Like, Chip's off. And then Monday when we're all coming home... Clap Monty's still singing. We're like, yay! And he still thinks it's Friday night, but it's Monday.
Oh, like when you get clapped off, you don't just get silent. You actually lose consciousness.
It's like Looker. Did you ever see that movie Looker?
No.
It's this gun. It's a Michael Crichton movie, and it has this gun, and you shoot somebody with it. And what it does is it you freeze, and you don't realize you're asleep or whatever. You're just like, you're dormant.
You're in a state of stasis.
Right. And then you
wake up.
It was
a Twilight Zone like that, right? Like Burgess Meredith and, maybe not.
Okay. It was.
You want to clap me off so bad right
God,
now.
You
get clapped
so
off.
Ready to be clapped off. All right. So we were thinking that the Oscars are coming up, and I think we all are movie lovers.
Yes.
So we're going to say what nominees that we think are going to win. And we're going to choose those motherfuckers. And, actually, you know what? God damn it. We always fucking do this. We never put our
Movie Madness
on. Okay, so this is a Movie Madness that was sent in by a listener, so I don't know what it is. There's, like, little pics on it. So, actually, I know what movie it is. And now I'm looking at it, and they're all really gay. But, so, Movie Madness is
Brokeback Mountain.
The Birdcage.
The Birdcage. Movie Madness, for anybody who doesn't know, is a game that we play on the show, throughout the show, and we play movie clips, and Jenny and Patrick try to guess it. And you, as a listener, also can play along. God, I'm trying to... Okay, what's this one? Here we go.
You can be my wingman anytime. Bullshit. You can be mine.
To Wong Fu? Julie Christie with Love, Wong Fu, whatever.
God, that movie had the longest title in history. Seriously.
So, do you guys have an idea?
I have an idea, but I'm not going to say anything.
Do you want another one then?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'd love one.
There we go.
Mustang, this is Maverick requesting flyby.
It's Days of Thunder. Well, it's Tom Cruise. It's obviously Days of Thunder.
All right, so let's get the
Color
Oscar
money.
Shit here. And we'll pop one in as we go. All right. So should we just start with best picture, or do you guys want to go?
Or do you want to
maybe let's do? Let's start. Let's leave best picture for last because that's what they do at the Oscars.
Okay. Well, why don't we? We'll start with best animated film. Okay. The categories in best animated film, everybody, is Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Princess and the Frog, The Secret of Kells, which I've never even heard of that. And Up. What do you think?
Well,
we should also bet.
The only movie that I've seen of all of those is Up.
I've seen two.
You not saw Coraline?
Oh, and Coraline. Sorry, I've seen two.
I'm going to say because our friends worked on that movie.
I've seen two. I've seen Coraline and Up. And they're both awesome.
Up is going to win. Coraline.
Up is going to win. I agree. That's what I was going to say.
I haven't seen Fantastic Mr. Fox,
and I want to.
Yeah,
really
I do too.
Bad.
Well, I mean, it's a perfect storm.
But I agree with
and
Patrick.
And George Clooney's in both of those movies.
Really?
Yeah.
What can't George Clooney do?
Nothing.
So why don't we do this? Well, as we're going around,
get in my bed.
As we're going to do this, we're going to go what you think would win,
right?
And what would you like to win,
right?
What you think will win and what you hope would win.
Okay, so you went with
Patrick. Up is going to win.
Okay.
Yes.
Coraline should win.
Okay. I agree.
I hope Coraline wins.
Okay.
But.
And then we'll go. Okay. Then we'll go with Jenny.
Yeah. The same thing. Up is going to win. Honestly, it's going to win. Coraline should win.
There is a chance of Coraline win because Pixar.
Coraline was amazing.
It's beautiful.
Coraline was good.
It's beautiful.
I think that I agree. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. Up's gonna win.
I kind of want to play the devil's advocate and just say that the Secret of Kells.
That I have no idea what it is.
What
it's probably
the fuck
brilliant.
Is Secret of Kells?
Yeah. What? Kells the bar downtown? Trust me, that ain't animated.
I don't know.
It's a bunch of frat boys.
So, all right. That is, we've got that.
So, do you want me to keep track of what we voted so that we can see?
You can be the treasurer, yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll be the treasurer. Okay, so all of us for animated said.
And
now that
we said this, I know Coraline is going to win.
I hope it does.
I hope it fucking does because that. I've had two friends that worked on that movie, and that would be just...
I've worked with a lot of people that have worked on that movie. Yeah.
That, you know what? We fed those motherfuckers.
We did?
Yeah. We did. We took stuff down to Leica.
Oh, that was... I didn't even
know... That was during Coraline.
I didn't even know Coraline was being made then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was, motherfucker.
Oh, it was being made.
Okay, so best supporting actress.
Actor.
Penelope Cruz for 9. Vera... What's her name?
Familia.
Up in the Air, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Oh, God. I got so many boners for that girl.
She's got times.
Anna Kendrick, Up in the Air, and Monique for Precious. I already know. Patrick.
So go with Patrick.
Monique's going to win.
Who do you want to win? Do you care?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
You really want her to win?
So,
sure.
So for our bets, do you want to bet?
Let's bet $50.
Well, I mean, Patrick says Monique's going to win. He wants Maggie Gyllenhaal to win. So are we betting
Patrick
wins for the want or for the actual?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all of our polls
and assign them a value.
Whoever wins, whatever wins, what you think wins, that takes it, and whoever makes the most points. And each movie is
worth
1 point.
Okay, so we're saying what you think will win, not what you want.
Right,
to win.
Then
okay.
The winner wins, $20? Let's just do $20.
Sure.
Okay. And Jenny, what do you think?
Okay, well, I actually, of those, I've only seen Up in the Air, which was awesome, but I think that Monique is going to take it. I think that this is like the category where it's a no-brainer. I think there's been so much fucking hype about it. And I haven't seen Precious. I want to see it, but I haven't seen it. So my vote is Monique, long story short.
Hey, also, if anybody wants to come in and vote, is this even going to air?
No.
Oh, that's okay. So that's awesome. Is because
yeah.
Because people
it'll
can
come
listen
up,
and
then this will post on Monday.
Yeah, because the Oscars is Sunday.
Okay, so I'm gonna say Monique for Precious, all the way, and it should win.
I agree, and I haven't even seen that movie, but from what I've heard, she's awesome in it.
She's killer in it.
The movie itself is supposed to be really kick-ass. And I actually didn't see it purposely in the theater because I know I'm going to sob like a fucking
retard. It's a beautiful journey,
retard.
Jenny. It's a beautiful journey.
It turned you into a woman.
Yep, finally.
Well, finally.
You flowered.
You get your extra vagina. You unlock your extra
Yay.
Vagina.
Yay.
Right,
I need it. I need a backup.
ABT wins. Okay, so best supporting actor, Matt Damon, Inviticus, Woody Harrelson in The Messenger, Christopher Plummer, The Last Station, Stacy Tucci. Stanley Tucci. It's hard to read this. The Lovely Bones and Christopher Waltz in Inglourious Basterds. And if anybody... Patrick, sorry, go.
I think... this one's a hard one, actually. I want Christoph Waltz to win. I think Stanley Tucci will win.
Really?
I'm just taking a shot because I'm just taking a leap.
Christoph Waltz is going to fucking take
Christoph
it.
Christoph Waltz, again, I'm on that.
Christoph right. is going to take it.
He's going to kill it. He was so fucking good in that shit.
I know he was.
And it sucks because I never end up seeing all the Oscar movies, so I don't know how Stanley Tucci was in The Lovely Bones. I love the book. I heard the movie was shitty. I don't even know why it's been nominated, honestly. Like, it's... Well, oh, it's just his performance. It's not nominated for Best Picture.
It's
gotcha.
Just his performance.
Right. Best Supporting Actor.
But you're right. Christoph Waltz is going to win.
Oh, he's gonna romp, stomp, doodly-dompy this whole fucking shit out.
He's going to totally doodly-dompy.
He's awesome. The guy, if I see that motherfucker and punch him and call him a Nazi, because he was so fucking good in that
so
role.
He was so good. And he was so funny. And I like when people are in the shit roles where they're like the enemy, but
the villain, but
you love them. Like, I'm like, I kind of want to hang out with that dude because
I can't. I have a deep rooted hatred for Nazis.
I love Nazis.
That's where we differ.
June and I have been friends all these years, even though I love Nazis.
Okay, so best actress: Sandra Bullock, The Blind Side; Helen Mirren, The Last Station; Carrie Mill. God damn, this is hard to read right now with the light in here. Carrie Mulligan. An Education.
Don't know who she is. Don't care.
Gabourey Sidibe. In A Precious, and Meryl Streep in Julie and Julia. Best actress.
Okay.
Patrick?
Sorry.
What was the first one? I forgot.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Totally want her to win. And no, I don't. Meryl Streep. I want Meryl Streep to win, but the Station one. I forget. Helen Mirren's going to win.
I think that actually I want Gabourey Sidibe to win for Precious, even though I still haven't seen it. But I think Meryl Streep will win. And I actually saw Julie and Julia, and it was a good movie. And Meryl Streep is awesome, but throw the bitch a bone. Give that Precious girl an Oscar.
See,
that's
what
I
think. Gabourey, right? That's her name?
Gabourey Sidibe.
I think she's going to take it.
I hope so.
And, I mean...
Okay, this one. Okay, you're gonna.
She's gonna take it, and I want her to win.
I want her to win.
It's
so
you know
bad.
What? It is the year we got.
I want
we got
to,
Obama
it'll be
in office.
It'll be an upset. I want her to
and
win
if he's
so
voting,
bad. So you're gonna
you
say
really
Helen Mirren is
no,
gonna
actually,
win?
No, actually, no. Let me. I'm changing. You guys have swayed me.
Wait.
Well, I'm gonna say
okay,
Meryl Streep. I'm gonna say
yeah,
Meryl Streep, even though
I think
want
no, I think
Gabourey
Meryl,
Sidibe.
I think I messed it up. I don't remember what I said, but Meryl Streep will win, and I. Just like Philip Seymour Hoffman won for Capote, just because they're playing someone
right.
real.
And Meryl Streep is amazing.
And I actually
I
haven't
like
seen Precious.
Her,
so.
But I haven't seen Precious either. And Julie and Julie was a good movie, but...
But then Helen Mirren, I think... Give her one, man. Give her one. I think I said it the flip side.
So let's do this, if you don't mind. You say Mirren, I'm going to say Streep, and you say Sidibe, and let's
all
see
right,
what
I
happens.
Sidibe, all right. the way.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, so the next category is Best Actor, which is Jeff Bridges' Crazy Heart, which fuck off. When did that come out? Like, it's going to come out on Saturday at
yeah,
like midnight,
it,
right?
I hate when they do that shit. It's like it Asshole. Doesn't, like, people can't even watch it before the Oscars. I hear it's a really good movie.
Well, it probably had a limited release somewhere else, like in LA and New York, and then.
Who gives a shit?
Whamburgers.
Yeah, I mean, like, let it be up for next year. I hate when they do that shit yeah. where it's like people can't even go see it. He won all these Golden Globes already, and the song has won
I
all this shit.
I bet those fuckers, like, did it just at the last second to get it in there.
There's like, a, yeah, they do
Mother
that.
And I know that Patrick's already, we already talked about this, and Patrick was bitching about it, and I agree that they shouldn't have upped it. Best Picture to 10.
That's bullshit.
So many. It's
right. That's actually
stupid.
Why I'm angry today.
Okay, so we got George Clooney up in the air. Colin Firth. Single Man. Morgan Freeman. Inviticus. Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker. I just watched Hurt Locker last night.
How was it?
What did you think of it?
I liked it a lot. I didn't think I'd like it, but I really liked it.
Maybe it's a guy movie, but I fell asleep.
Well, I saw the porn version.
Oh, well, then I brought the spurt locker.
No, it was a hurt locker.
Oh,
which
it was
all anal
hurt.
Sex.
The locker was the ass.
It was like an octopus entering this woman. There was like eight dudes fucking her in the ass.
I watched it with BT, and I have a problem with falling asleep in movies anyways, but I fucking could not stay awake, and I just didn't get it. Maybe it's because I have a vagina. I don't know. I have a Hurt Locker of my own, so I don't know.
Patrick.
Can you read him again?
Yeah. Jeff Bridges, Crazy Heart. George Clooney, Up in the Air. Colin
Firth
in A Single Man. Morgan Freeman in Vidicus. And Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker.
It sucks because I've seen so few of the movies.
I want Jeff Bridges to win because he should have gotten one for playing the dude.
Yeah.
I agree.
And but I think that, you just read him all the same time. I think that not Morgan Freeman, not the Hurt Locker guy.
Clooney?
No, the other guy. Firth. I think Firth. Colin Firth.
Firth's going to win?
Yep.
Okay. Jenny, what do you got?
Clooney.
Clooney all the way?
Yeah.
He's already won.
Up in the Air.
Well, all the way, meaning you think he's going to win?
I hope so.
All right. So I think Jeff Bridges is going to take it all the way, and I want Jeff Bridges to take it.
I like it. On actress, we all three are different. No, on good. Actor, we all three are different. I like it.
And, okay, up to Best Director.
What, we missed sound mixing. I'm joking.
We missed Best Foreign Film.
Catherine Bigelow, The Hurt Locker. James Cameron.
Duh.
Lee Daniels, Precious. Jason Reitman, Up in the Air. Quentin Tarantino, Inglourious Basterds. That's a hard one for me. Do you want a second, Patrick? Okay.
I'm gonna actually say this is who's going to win. I think this is a leap, but it's Ivan Reitman for Up in the Air.
Really?
I think he's gonna do it because maybe
I
they
like
won't.
It.
Because
Jason Reitman.
Jason Reitman. I'm thinking of his father. Jason Reitman is going to win. Maybe people are going to be like, you know what? James already got it, and he's annoying when he's up at the podium. So
he's a chatterbox, right?
Well, I'm the king of the world.
And he likes to speak in the Na'vi language. Did you see that?
No.
That's a language he made up for Avatar when he won. It was either Golden Globe or a SAG Award or whatever. He gave part of his acceptance speech in the fucking fake language.
Jesus. Did he have a
It's
fucking...
like if Lucas would get up and he's like, Ka-pla! And he did it in
That's Klingon.
Klingon. Right. But if Lucas got up there and did it, oh sorry, I'm totally mixing.
Angry now. I'm pissed off.
I'm totally mixing. I didn't mean to do that.
Do you think Cameron's gonna go up there and accept it with a fucking stash of unobtainium,
unobtainium? Seriously, unobtainium.
I think Ivan Reitman is going to win.
I cracked up about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
I just think Quentin Tarantino should get a fucking Oscar anyway.
Has he ever got one?
No, for writing, he's gotten one for Pulp Fiction. For best original.
What I think that James Cameron is going to win. I don't think he should, but I think James Cameron's going to win, but I would like Tarantino to win. That's what I'm going to say.
I don't think that there's ever been a time in my cinematic adventures that I've ever seen a movie as good as Avatar. So I think Cameron should take it.
It was fucking amazing.
I'm joking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was amazing though.
Quentin Tarantino all the way.
Okay.
I want him to win it, and I think that it's a great
Avatar
movie.
Avatar should win in shit. Things like art direction and animation, that kind of shit. But the plot of Avatar was so predictable. It was so silly. As far as a good movie goes, Up in the Air was awesome, and Inglourious Basterds were both awesome.
Well, in a way, Inglourious Basterds could be considered an art film because it was in subtitles.
Yeah, it was amazing, too. I loved it. It was so good.
It was good. Okay, moving on.
But I still think James Cameron's going to win.
Fuck him.
Did
you hear what they did at the Oscars or what they had to do to the Oscars?
No.
I don't know. What's up?
Sacha Baron Cohen was going to do a skit with Ben Stiller, and I guess like they were going to go out to present something, and Sacha Baron Cohen was going to be in one of those blue fucking suits, and they got a call from the producer saying, you can't do that.
Why?
Because James Cameron doesn't have that much of a sense of a humor, so they canceled the fucking skit.
Jesus Christ.
It would have been so funny if he would have come out as a Na'vi.
And he was supposed to like take it off and reveal something, but they were like, don't do that. James Cameron doesn't have a sense of humor.
Or did you think that Sasha would do something like over the top?
That's also a very valid
but
point.
But fucking A, how old are you fucking Cameron? You're a dinosaur now.
How much money have you made off of a movie that's still like number three and it's been out for fucking 5 months or 6 months
Get over yourself. And the other one's like number six and it's been out for 10 years.
Exactly.
Well, that and fucking get over it. It's done. The movie's over.
have fucking fun with it. Let Sasha do it.
You made your
money.
I let
that guy do whatever.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I'll put him in my next film, and it comes out in 12 years.
Eminem let him drop down on his face in the Music Awards.
And he looked so fucking convincing that he was pissed off.
Seriously, he looked so convincing. That was great.
I can't wait till eventually that, personal computers and Macs and stuff are so high-tech that you could actually make Avatar.
It will, but the problem is, think about what Hollywood's going to be making at that point up until then. You're going to, like, strap fucking headsets on. You'll be like, I'm in there, man. Yeah.
It'll be like...
That wasn't going anywhere, so I had to pull it somewhere.
It'll be like that stupid movie where the guy from Dexter was in, Michael C. Hall.
Ooh,
where...
Dexter in 3D.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Talk about a masturbation
where you are inside the dudes who are in the video game. And if they die, if they die, then they die in real life.
Oh,
it'll be like that.
Like the Matrix.
Wow, wow. All right, so Best Picture, this is a big one. Everybody ready? Get your seatbelts on.
Get your popcorn. It's going to take a long time because there's 10 of
Hold
these
on.
Fuckers.
I got to find a condom.
Seriously, how many were there before?
Five.
Why did they doubled it? I mean, just throw in it two extra. Why do fucking...
Actually, just make three.
Why don't you just
make
five
make
them fight to the death?
But Patrick's right. They did this so that on their fucking box they can put Academy Award nominee. Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Blind Side.
It's a bunch of money.
Go fuck yourself, The Blind Side.
No shit. Fuck that.
Sandra's gonna take it.
Okay. So
Cop Out with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan, Academy Award nominee. Give me a break.
Best Director, Marcus.
If James Cameron gave that as his acceptance speech, I would go, all right, he's cool now.
I like him now.
I would love to see Marcus as one of those blue kangaroos. And they're trying to get him to fight, you know, the earthlings or whatever. He just won't stop picking flowers and shit.
All right, what do we got for Best Picture here?
Okay, Best Picture is Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, The Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, A Serious Man, Up, and Up in the Air.
Can I say one thing really fast?
No, Patrick.
Avatar's going to win.
It is.
Yeah. It's going
to
win.
Really? Okay, wait. Let's go around and... Avatar, you think Avatar's going to win?
Avatar's
what do you
win.
Want to win?
I would like it. I would like the out of those movies. I didn't
Patrick,
see
let's
a few
serious.
Inglourious Basterds. Sure.
All right.
I think Avatar is going to win, but I would like District 9 to win.
I think. Fuck it. I think that Precious is going to win.
Ooh.
I really do.
I don't. Hurt Locker would win over Precious, I think.
And I also think that. I would like to see Inglourious Basterds take it.
Yeah.
Just because I thought it was good.
It was just good.
It was good.
Okay, so Patrick, you're gonna say Avatar.
Avatar.
You're gonna win, but I'm gonna say District 9, which is a huge long shot.
Oh yeah.
But that's
I
what
didn't
I
like that movie.
Really, I no. loved it. I thought it was
okay.
fucking great.
Can I ask? Are you done writing that down?
Okay. Yeah. Are you gonna say Precious?
I'm saying Precious is gonna win.
Okay.
Can I ask just with Avatar aside and anything that you want, let's just name one film that's gonna do that fucking crazy sweep thing. Because I say the Hurt Locker does the sweep thing.
I say Hurt
yeah,
Locker.
Yeah. See, none of us have said Hurt Locker. I might change mine.
Well,
to
let's wait to the end and then okay. we'll do like our synopsis
how,
on
how
like,
many
who's,
times how
who's
many
gonna be the whirlwind.
I'm gonna change mine to Hurt Locker okay. instead of District 9 because I know District 9 isn't gonna win. It's just the one that I want to win because I think it was a really good movie.
How many times are people going to thank God on
oh,
their acceptance?
42.
How
let's
many
make that.
Actually, how many categories are there?
Well, the techie guys never do
okay,
it.
Okay, let's do a percentage.
Let's just do it on the things that we have for like what we did.
But
right
how
now.
Can we even I figure say, that out? I'm not probably going to watch the whole Oscars
all right, Patrick,
and
quick.
Count.
I say
percentage.
I say three. No, I say three all night. Thanks God.
Okay.
Three people?
Three people. Over, under. I would say, you would probably say over, but I'll say three. You can say over, under.
I'll say eight.
Okay, so you're over.
I'm saying
under.
Everybody but Tarantino.
So that's over. How many people are going to cry during their acceptance speech?
Monique.
She's like five people.
Monique's just not going to hold it together. You're going to have to give that bitch some
oh,
bullets.
And Sandra Bullock, because you know that bitch is probably going to win.
No way. She's so drunk.
Wait, that's
me. You're thinking of Paula Abdul.
So okay, who's gonna landslide it if there is a landslide?
I think Patrick's right. I think it might be the Hurt Locker. Okay, let's.
If it's not Avatar, Avatar might.
Yeah, it could. Avatar's
gonna get all the technical shit.
I think Avatar's gonna get the tech shit.
But I'm talking about like actor, director, script, or based original screenplay, or based off of some of their existing screenplay. The Hurt Locker could be that weird, like, thing that sneaks in there.
Jenny.
I don't know. I agree with Patrick, but I kind of want to say that Avatar is just going to fucking dominate like Titanic did.
But you
kind of
want Precious to sweep too, don't you?
I do want Precious to sweep.
Say Precious.
I'll say Precious.
See, I want to say Precious too.
Okay.
I think Precious is going to kill it.
Then just for the sake of...
It's a year for the African Americans. It's time.
It's time.
It's destroyed.
And Black History Month just ended.
Oh, right, that's right. They're the fucking AT-ATs and Hawks.
Okay, so you're saying Hurt for a sweep?
For sweep.
Hurt Locker.
Covering, I'm hedging my bets.
So just for the sake of us all betting differently, I'll just say Avatar. And you say Precious.
Well, I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, that's fine.
She's going to be laughing near the
bank. Like District 9. Why don't you take District 9?
Because it's not going to do shit.
It might.
And no, I think it isn't only like up for one award.
Yeah, it's only up for Best Picture.
So like you can.
It's not up for like any actor. It's always, well, is the dude from Hurt Locker is up for Best Actor. No actors in Avatar are up for anything.
Because they were avatars.
Because they were blue kangaroos.
A killer whale killed somebody.
Shit. Hey, so I think that's like our take on the Oscars. We're going to take a fake break and we will be back.
Who do you think is going to be the best dress? I say Penelope Cruz.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. William Hurt. He's going to sneak in there.
I say Williams Mickey
Hurt
Rourke.
No, let's make our movie Williams Hurt Locker.
He's going to come dressed as the Kiss of the Spider Woman just because he went cuckoo.
Is that a porn, Williams Hurt Locker?
No, yeah, it's kind of like Goodwill Hunting, but it's William Hurt's Locker.
Good Bill Hunting.
All right. That'd be Goodwill Hunting.
Oh!
Waka waka.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do our confessions. Maybe.
Maybe.
And then we're going to do our douchebag of the week, our news segment of the show. Until then.
They look like displaced train engines, these strange contraptions from another time. And today at an old-time threshing bee, these great machines take you back to the rugged excitement of the days when steam powered the harvest. To have a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer is to recapture that same feeling. People still look for and enjoy the good things from the past. Blue Ribbon is one of them. Still brewed slowly and naturally, like it was when it won the Blue Ribbon. Good old-time flavor for those who feel beer is something special. Blue Ribbon, brewed by the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
It's lovely.
And we're drinking the Blue Ribbon right now.
We are drinking the Blue Ribbon. This is the only beer I drink because it won a Blue Ribbon.
That one time?
Yeah. I don't want to drink any bronze or I guess that would be red or... What are the white. Blue... It's white is second place.
No, white I think is third place.
Third
I think
place.
I could be wrong.
Blue is second place. You're right.
No, blue's first place.
No, blue's first.
Or, I mean, that's what I mean.
Well, there's blue, red. Gold, and red, right?
I think it's red and white like blue, America. White.
It's been a long
I should know because I was in 4-H.
I was in Christian school. They used to give that shit up, but I forget.
Christian school?
Catholic school, sorry. And go to Christian school.
How was Catholic school? It was like a parochial type of thing where you had to wear the outfits and stuff?
Yeah. I had to wear like.
Did you get beat by nuns?
No, my brother got slapped by a priest, so, but he was
really?
He's older than me, yeah. And then that stopped going on.
Good times, man.
I never had a nun.
Did anybody get molested by the priest?
Not that I think of. I think they were like just the drunk priests, not the creepy priests.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I like a drunk priest. That's
I do
okay.
Too. No, Father O'Callaghan.
At least if they're drunk, they probably don't molest.
No.
Oh, Patrick, you got to come here and sit.
I gotta tell you a story.
I want to do something before I forget.
Okay.
Shout out to Premac.
That's right.
Premac is in, Michelle, for those of you who don't know her by last name, is in Israel right now.
Yep.
Visiting. You've heard Michelle on the show before, probably.
She's on a kibbutz.
And she's in Israel, and she said that she's still been listening to the show while she's there, which is awesome. And I love you, Michelle, and I hope that you're having a fucking rad
time. Yeah, she's going to be our Hebrew harlot. She's going to call in eventually.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And stuff.
I know she's doing a blog, which I haven't read yet, but all of her pictures that she's been posting on Facebook are awesome, and I am so jealous of her adventure.
God, I haven't been on an adventure like that.
I know,
in years.
Me neither. And even actually, I have never been on an adventure like that, like abroad to alone, and over to another country where, I mean, she has family there, so she knows people. But still, you're alone. I mean,
and there's a war going on. Anyway, Michelle,
we love you.
We miss you, Michelle.
We miss you so much, and keep the pictures coming. I love it, and thank you for listening to us because we love you.
All right, so we're going to jump into a movie madness real quick since we've been kind of
lagging. Patrick's laughing at me.
I am. I'm just like, share the show with some other people.
Just as dead. Yeehaw!
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
I have to say that I know what it is.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm going to keep it under wraps.
So let's do another
one. Do another one.
Okay. I don't know, this is...
Good morning, gentlemen. The temperature is 110 degrees.
Holy shit, it's Viper!
It's old Viper!
Holy shit,
it's a Viper! It's a Viper!
It's Viper right now.
Anaconda.
He's got an STD.
Holy Viper!
Actually, you know what?
It's on your tail in an F-16.
Oh my God, Patrick! That was awesome.
I like that. That's good. Okay, one more, and then we're going to move into Douchebag of the Week.
Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place.
Fuck no, there isn't.
It's first place for losers.
Second place is a red ribbon.
We wipe our ass with red ribbons. We use the white ones as a cum rag.
Mm-hmm. Blue is only when we like.
I remember my cousin said, you know, when this movie came out that... I have a fun fact.
Nice.
After watching this movie was the first time that I ever French kissed a girl.
Awesome.
And I watched it at the Baghdad, when the Baghdad was like a real theater.
I love that June grew up here.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And oh my God, can you tell the girl's name?
I forgot her name, but all I know is that she wanted
Ralph
more.
Nutt. Was it Ralph Nutt?
I don't know. Was he a good kisser? Because goddamn,
no.
Man.
Well, I don't remember. I was fourth grade.
She had her business down. She was way more experienced.
What the
than
hell does
was.
That mean? She had her business down. I thought like
she had business.
She had her, no. She had her business tucked down because she was really a man.
Well, I remember.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
She was. I was staying at my cousin's house, and I was staying with my boy cousin, and he had, you know, my other cousins were two girls, and that was those. She was their friend.
You kissed your cousin.
Kissing you in Maine.
And
just kidding.
We didn't kiss.
We did it.
We did it. Mouth did it. Which is, yeah.
We totally melted it.
And but my cousin thought that she liked him. And she came in after my the two girl cousins went to sleep and came in and we made out some more. And I was on the floor in a sleeping
bag. You were on
bag,
a sleepover. Fuck yeah.
And he was up in his bed and he was pissed.
Oh. Was he awake
like,
while you were doing the makeout?
Yeah. Yes. And he was pissed.
Yes.
He's a voyeur. We're all voyeurs.
Is this where the book Super Fudge comes from?
Well, also, too, like when you're younger, you make out in front of people more so than, like, because you don't understand that maybe that's weird.
No, you don't understand,
you know?
Because you, it's like.
And you just want to make out. So
no, it's a finding fucking gold.
And you're like,
you take the opportunity
suck
when you
that,
can.
Cousin Andy.
So, and she was like, hey, you should, you know, we should go in the front room and, you know, make
She's
out
like,
some
you
more.
Totally finger bang
Motherfucker,
me.
I'm chipping diamonds, ready to go in there and kiss some more. But John was so fucking pissed off about
that
it.
You stayed behind.
But I stayed behind and, like, was like, I thought she liked you too.
We're going to have blue balls together.
And you know what's
June,
funny is.
That's so sweet. You're like, I'm going to stay behind and be like, buddy, I thought she liked you. I don't even know. She probably was thinking about you while she was kissing me.
It was my like eighth regret ever, because I could have come back to school.
That is so cute.
I think I
wonder how far you would have been able to get with her.
I don't know.
Probably like third base.
All I know is I don't think there was a boner that man produced
sense. Yeah. That was harder.
You snapped the elastics
on
those.
Dude, I could
have. Okay, so how old were you?
I think I was 13.
Oh, God. 13. Oh, and yeah, that
man,
was boner.
Oh, my God. I fucking could have. I could have put the railroad years ahead just busting through solid rock with that fucking chub.
Yeah. You could have laid down some serious fucking rail.
But, you know, I felt bad.
You could have used your cock to hammer in railroad spikes.
It was in Estacada, too.
Estacada.
That's where all the magic happens.
Estacada, Mount Mama, making out, chipping diamonds. Fuck, I swear to God. That boner was so hard, I could have fucked up the space-time continuum with it. And there was like some
It was like a flux capacitor. Oh,
yeah, if I got enough BPMs, we would have traveled through time. Wait, PPMs. Pumps per minute.
PPM.
All of a sudden, we're in fucking 1950.
She's like, oh my God, we're in 1955.
Oh my God, I'm pregnant.
Gah. Oh my God, you're my mom.
The pictures of John just start disappearing. God, I don't have to worry about that.
Earth Angel.
Earth Angel.
What's her name? I remember she was a very
Samantha.
Pretty little girl.
Christine.
And she, I don't.
Maureen.
Carrie.
She knew a lot more than I did about stuff.
Mm-hmm. She was,
because I just went for it. Well, I mean, what do? I don't even know what I'm doing now.
You just got to go for it.
Unless I'm alone.
Well, then you know everything.
Yeah. No one knows me like.
Hello,
me.
Red Tube. God, talk about like something tapping your shoulder every 15 minutes when you're alone. Hey, Red Tube. Shut up, Red Tube. I don't want to go there anymore. Okay.
I'm tired, Red Tube.
Yeah. All of a sudden,
I want to watch the news and get up on current events. God damn it, Red Tube.
I've got work in the morning.
So we should jump into the next. Actually, you know what? Let's do another movie madness before we go on. And then we'll jump into Douchebag or Not.
What are you doing? You're slowing down.
I'm bringing him in closer, Merlin.
You're going to do what?
What? What? Really?
When they remake Top Gun, they're going to be like, WTF.
Well, actually, I wonder if this movie's about Red Tube. Let's listen to another one and just
associate Red Tube.
They're talking about Red Tube.
Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place.
It's true on Red Tube.
This is true on Red Tube.
All right. Okay, so I'm alone watching Red Tube, and this is what pops into my head.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
So true.
Cashed.
Now take off those pants.
You're like, check this out. Cashed.
Okay, so we're going to go into the next segment of the show, which is called, what do we call it?
Douchebag of the Week.
Douchebag of the Week, which we choose some movie or some.
We choose some movie quotes.
Find some stuff in the news to figure out who is the biggest douchebag, and we... each of us try to compile news and battle it out.
I was giving you some theme music. It's for the Oscars tomorrow.
It's good.
My acceptance speech for being the biggest douchebag is going to be in the language I make up of Na'vi.
I'm a god to go to Tonka.
We should all read our news stuff in Na'vi.
Imani to Tonka. So, I had a hard time finding like a real good
douche.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, I wanted to I know that there's going to be weeks where we're just like inundated.
It's a little dry.
It was a douchey dry.
But this week you were combing down the aisles of Walgreens over and over and over again, weren't you?
Oh God, I was just hanging out there waiting.
Waiting.
Well, I was actually, you're right. I was hoping that something would happen in my real life.
Yeah.
Like naked guy, or not that naked guy's a douchebag, but something that would happen where I was like, dude, check out what this douche did, and nothing happened. I had kind of a shitty week, but it wasn't because of anything except for boredom. Okay, since I'm talking, I'm going to go first.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. My douchebag is, this article is kind of lame, but it's something that we've touched on a lot of times, which is 911 abusers.
Which we all fucking
hate. Like, don't dial 911 if you're not bleeding or your girlfriend isn't getting killed by Tom Cruise. Maybe he was bored. Maybe he just likes prank calls. But for some reason, a Florida man allegedly, he did it, called 911 more than 200 times in a 3-day span. His name is Timothy Todd Lawrence.
Where is
he
from?
He spoke from Florida.
Hey.
Avon Park, Florida. He only spoke to female dispatchers and he made sexually explicit remarks to them.
Okay, so he had a
He
reason.
Told the dispatchers he didn't need emergency assistance, except for maybe with his boner.
He's Lawrence, got one, yeah, he probably
he allegedly
just
made 151 calls between 2 a.m. and 10:52 a.m., so basically all night long, which is when people are getting killed and raped. He continued the calls over the next
and
couple
pizza.
Of days.
Delivery drivers are out. Like,
so that's basically, it's just from
bees.
Yahoo News, so there's not a lot of shit. He was arrested. I don't know what happened to him. But douchebag.
Like, how the fuck do you call that much?
Like, maybe if this guy was, it doesn't say how old he was. 31 years old. Like, maybe if you were, like, a 17-year-old kid and you're all, like, Beavis and Butthead and you're like, I want to feel your boobs. And you called 911 and you thought it was funny. But 200 times, you're 31 years old. He was probably, you know what he probably was doing?
He's
he was
probably
tying up the lines so that his brother, Cletus, could go kill a bunch of bitches.
Ah, or put him in their sex dungeon.
Exactly.
I like that.
In their Avon Park sexual dungeon.
Would you like to buy some Avon products? They're all in our little, they're all in our basement.
I wish that in the article they listed actually what he said to the ladies.
Hey, you want a couch for $50 on Craigslist? Why don't you come to my house and pick it up?
You, if you buy it, you have to fucking haul it, dude.
You ever seen Avatar? I got a bootleg. Come check it out.
I have an Avatar costume.
And then what's his name? What's the guy's name?
Cletus or Timothy?
No, Timothy Todd Lawrence.
Roger's got
TTL.
A bootleg copy of Avatar. Yeah.
So mine isn't that good, but the dude is a douche for calling 911 and not only harassing the ladies, but tying up the line.
Fuck off. That dude sucks.
He sucks.
I kind of like him, though.
I know. I couldn't
Would
really...
you invite him over for fake Thanksgiving?
No.
He'd probably eat all the stuffing.
Or like...
Exactly. He'd eat like everything that... He'd eat all the chocolate pudding pie.
Or after you ate stuffing, he'd call 911. Somebody's eating too much stuffing.
Yeah. Like the people that called 911 because their burger is rare.
I got
and doesn't have pickles.
Man over here eating all the goods.
Motherfuckers.
And they're like, sir, are you stabbed? No, I'm just hungry still because June ate all the stuffing.
Oh, I love that stuffing, though.
Love that stuffing.
You want to go next, Patrick?
Yes. My douchebag.
Actually, let's jump into Movie Matters real quick.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
Uh-huh. Well, I gotta put this baby down.
I gotta
can't see it. It's fucking probably the only thing around 400 miles, but can't see it anywhere.
Can I get a beer?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I hate? I hate people in authority who flaunt their power. That
oh
makes
my
me
god!
But it's always better when they're drunk.
Well, I think everything's better when you're drunk.
Yeah. There was video footage that showed an off-duty officer fucking berating and yelling at bartenders. I haven't seen the video. Because
off-duty?
She was off-duty.
She? I love it already.
Yeah,
love
I like it already,
so
too.
I love it.
She's blowing up at this bouncer, and she goes, hey, listen, I'm the police officer, okay? That's what she said. And the bouncer goes, well, then you should know better. And then she said, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to get in a bloody fight. I'm here to fucking boogie. The bouncers were
she
like trying to be.
Okay, wait.
She totally said
she
that.
Actually says that, though.
She said
right?
boogie.
She says, I'm here to fucking boogie. And the officers were trying to like, come on. We can't let people in drunk because if we do, we'll get fined. It's a liability.
You're going to get all the movies going to be drunk.
So
all
she
the drunks are just waiting for the.
What? You can't let a drunk in a club? Isn't that what the club's full of?
Not really.
Oh, like fine. You can't
the
get
dam
in
will
drunk.
Break and everybody's going to be drunk.
If someone's drunk, if you get drunk in a club, that's fine. You can't
right,
come
you can't
in
be physically
drunk.
Intoxicated when you.
Because if they're
that.
Drunk,
gotcha.
You're going to give them
gotcha.
More alcohol.
Like
so her explanation for this was that if you, and I quote, and I'm quoting because I haven't watched the video, but I know all. If you breathalyze me, I'm under a .05. I can guarantee it.
So she's saying, like, I'm not over the legal limit.
Right, because she's an officer of the law.
She knows the facts.
And they don't let her do anything.
Tell me she has a squad car and she just rolled there. And
I hope so.
Her and her girlfriends are all in there just, like, blowing the breathalyzer.
She's wearing a tube top, but her badge is on one of her tits. Splash it.
So the bouncers go, no way. And then she says, again, she's such a poet. Are you in fear of me? Are you in fear of me? You're not in fear of me. I'm not assaulting you. You're a fucking idiot. Yeah.
That'll get you in that club.
Then she just did the stupidest fucking thing, and she flashed a fucking badge, and it got on fucking camera.
Okay, wait. Does it say, like, if it was somebody's, like, is it surveillance camera?
This was surveillance footage.
So it wasn't somebody, like, with a phone camera?
No, it was surveillance footage. And then...
She tried to use her power.
Yep. One veteran officer said that the member risked... So the off-duty flashes her badge at the bouncer's camera. So maybe... I'm assuming it was security, but maybe not. And one veteran officer said the member risked a charge of bringing the force into disrepute, regarded as serious misconduct. And they won't allow that, man. Fucking boom. If she had just not flashed her badge, it would have blown over. The bouncer would have said, go home, but she flashed her badge. And so this was also in Australia. I don't know if that matters. So if she hadn't flashed her badge, she wouldn't.
She would have just been like a regular drunk that tried to get in the club any other day.
Yeah, but she flashed her badge. And when you flash the badge, it's like, look at my power. And they say, misconduct.
Right. Well, they should. Fuck that bitch.
They should. Fuck them down under.
I wonder if she does that at Subway.
Yeah, she's like, I want extra pickles. Flash.
I need 8 meatballs instead of that lame ass 6 bullshit.
That's true.
Quit being stingy with the meatball.
Did you see this? 5 foot.
Have you seen this?
Badge. She's all drunk.
I need that meatball sub. Sober me up so I can drive my squad car.
Can I get the baked Lays and Dr. Pepper too?
I'd like to substitute the milk in for the meal.
Can you get milk at Subway?
Yeah,
you can get anything.
All I know
Subway.
Is like what
you get milk and apple
whenever
slices.
Whenever I'm on a road trip, like Subway's the saving grace.
It is. It's true because otherwise you're gonna eat fucking Burger King, McDonald's.
Right. You're gonna eat shit.
You're gonna eat shit.
It's also the saving grace if you're with vegetarians on the road.
I agree, which I am. Well, yeah. I eat fish.
So I think that's my favorite part about Subway.
But
those fucking vegetarians just shut up.
I know. Fuck those
Jesus
vegetarians.
Christ.
Fuck you, Jenny.
Thank you.
I don't mean
but
it.
For real, if I go to McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, I can only get like the fucking Filet-O-Fish, which is bullshit.
Because it's not really fish.
Oh, Burger King has a veggie burger, but it's not so good.
Right.
It's all right.
Who has a veggie burger?
Burger King.
Ugh. They're not but king of
not,
that burger.
No, they are not.
All right, so why does it smell like there's wood burning?
It's probably your farts.
It does smell like there's something burning.
I wonder if they're welding downstairs or something.
Maybe.
What?
All right.
They're welding.
So the one I'd like to bring to the table is man cited in hostage hoax. Miami. Wait.
It's always
Miami,
Florida.
Ohio.
Oh, ooh. What? What? They're trying to be Florida.
Yeah, it totally faked you out. Miami Township police say that they are not laughing at a man and his granddaughter. His granddaughter thought it would be a simple prank. What? How does that read? That doesn't sound right.
What?
Miami Township police said that they are not laughing at a man and his granddaughter thought it would be a simple prank.
They're not laughing.
Officers said they received a report that a man driving a green minivan near Dayton Mall around 1:20 Sunday afternoon was being held hostage. A short time later, they spotted the vehicle on State Route 725 and learned that the driver was not being held as hostage. The grandfather essentially told the granddaughter that it would be funny if she held a BB gun up to his head and drove down the road.
That is funny.
That is funny.
What the fuck, a grandfather?
So where in your fucked up head do you get that as like being like a funny joke?
You know what's gross is the grandfather's probably fucked up and he probably like likes to get guns hold to his head or something.
Oh, you think Ew. It's like some
I don't know.
Sexual
I mean, it's his granddaughter, but
deviancy?
That's still kind of weird. What grandfather ever wants a kid like a granddaughter to hold a gun to his head? That's weird.
I think you're sending the wrong message. Maybe.
I am, or grandfather is.
Well, both of you.
Yes,
you're both being.
I am probably jumping to a weird ass conclusion, but that guy's weird.
Well, that's fucked up. A BB gun too. Like, you know, if you're going to do it, just do a 357.
And what does he think is going to be accomplished? Maybe he's like, I'm old and I want to get one less thrilling. Like, I'm Dirty Harry and he thinks it's going to be, like, fun or something.
Well, also, I think in a fucked up way that he's building memories.
That are going to get shot out by a BB gun.
He's totally, in his head, he's thinking.
He's like, what have me and my granddaughter done together? The zoo, OMSI, fucking Japanese garden. Hostage situation. We haven't
BB
done that.
Guns are funny.
We haven't done that yet. Let's build a memory.
I love the fact that cops already know that it's a BB gun. Right? They're trained. They can see a gun held to somebody's head. Well, how old is this girl? It doesn't say, but...
She's probably like...
It'd be awesome if she was like 4.
And I always like, assumed her to be young.
She can't even hold it right. She's like, yay! She's holding it like it's a fucking
knocking
lollipop.
His glasses off.
Yay! Pop-up! Pop-up!
Grandpa can't drive without his glasses on.
Pop-up, I'm going to shoot you with this gun. Yay!
Well, maybe they have like the Children of the Dam situation down there like once a year or something where the kids get like superpowers and start to like
their eyes glow and they take over. Yes. I love when that happens in a town.
Grandfather essentially told the granddaughter it would be funny if she grabbed a BB gun and held it to his head and drove down the road. Sergeant William.
She drove down the road. She's got to be old enough to drive.
No, he drove down the road. Sergeant William Kelly told the Miami Township Police Department. Wait, what? Okay, this is a fragment sentence. Sergeant William Kelly of the Miami Township Police Department said, okay, here it goes. No one was injured, but the driver now faces charges of inducing panic. Wow. That's a pretty douchebaggy move.
Satanic panic is what I like to call it.
Lord Cromdar? Right? Maybe they were going to
Maybe they had already been possessed by Cromdar, and they had no idea even what they were doing. And she woke up in jail and was like, Grandfather, where are you?
Well, the thing is whenever I hear one of these, whenever I read something in a newspaper, I don't think it's like the first time it's ever happened.
But nothing is ever the first time.
There's got to be like at least 3, right?
Probably.
So what other fucked up shit does he have him doing his granddaughter? We're making his granddaughter.
Oh, you're saying this isn't the third time that a granddaughter's held a BB gun to a grandfather's head. You're saying this is the third time that
that motherfucker did
some fucking weird ass shit. Right. Oh, that motherfucker? Yeah. I'm talking like 25 times there's been fucked up shit.
All kinds of weird shit.
He's
like, what's your social security number? Grampy needs a fucking credit card to look at this fucked up.
You got
porn.
Good credit, right? Right, Hillary? What kind of fucking hook up grandfather
Hillary's
with?
Hillary's got impeccable credit.
Oh my god, she just came out. She's been paying off her credit card every month. Boom, grandfather comes in.
First grade, good. Second grade, awesome. Third grade, kind of fucked up.
Kind of fucked up. Kind of bad credit.
After that BB gun shit, Grandpa was like, ah. And now he's got her on some other scheme, bringing him
he's like,
cigarettes.
Yo, you
want to
buy a house? You want to buy a house? let's get your.
He's probably in with that douchebag whale at SeaWorld. Speaking of douchebags. I think that's the capital douchebag. It's an older story.
Okay,
but
it's true. Like, we talked about it before we did this bit, and honestly, that whale is the biggest douchebag.
That whale is a big douchebag.
The whale sucks as a douchebag.
He pulled that woman in the water and killed her.
He killed her.
He thought it was kind of funny.
So I heard, and I don't know if this is substantiated at all, but I heard that SeaWorld issued a statement that was like, we told her that she should keep her ponytail up or that she shouldn't grow it that long. Like, they're not taking responsibility. I don't know if this is true. I can't say for sure that they actually issued this statement, but somebody told me this. And so maybe SeaWorld is the biggest douchebag.
I don't know. That whale's a pretty big douchebag.
But I think that whale's killed other people, too.
No, actually, I've read different things on that. And they said that the whale had killed somebody in another spot, and then SeaWorld got it transferred over
like
there.
Like, somebody had broken into the park after hours and gotten killed, and they were like, it's just a drifter.
Okay, so he kills that
so who cares?
That douchebag whale kills somebody. What do you think life is like in whale jail? Do you think
probably
like,
pretty rad?
Like, he's a bitch,
like mafia jail. They're cutting garlic for their fucking whale pasta. Just like in Goodfellas.
They slice it so thin.
Those whales with their teeth.
Slap.
They slice it thin with the teeth.
You're a good kid. You're a good kid.
Yeah, they get taken under the fucking fin of another older whale.
You know Becky. Yeah, you know
what? Grabbed a ponytail.
What's fucked up is Becky is always in that goddamn water when she's menstruating. It drives me.
And one day I snapped and I grabbed that ponytail and I shook around.
All I saw was ponytail and I went cuckoo town.
And all I smelled was blood.
I would turn into a shark.
Another thing is, it's like, motherfucker, I am many tons and like 10 fish a bite. Fuck you. I need a Becky bite.
What? Like, I want to jump up and down for some kids for one fish. I need, like, a fucking giant rockfish. I need something more. So I grabbed that ponytail.
No, like, okay, you know how, like, somebody, you know, like, I've heard from a lot of, I've read
midgets?
A lot about, Of prostitutes at the ranches.
The bunny ranch?
Yeah, the bunny ranch.
I had no idea it was going to go this way.
They'll bring their like retarded brother over there to get laid.
Oh, and he goes crazy.
And he
with the retard strength.
He goes in there and gets his business done.
I forgot where I was going with this. No, it's because whales and retards have the same type of strength, which is strong. And you get hold of that ponytail, and they're gonna take you down.
What I was thinking is that, like, you know, wow. Like people will do anything to make someone or something that they love
happy.
So maybe they just like got like a bunch of fucking half gallons of vodka and filled that whale's blowhole. Well, I guess they'd have to take it orally, so right in his mouth. And got him drunk, and that was the day that the old.
And then he was like Marcus. He just
fake
wanted
Shamu
a hug.
Went buck crazy.
He just wanted a hug, and he knew that if he grabbed her ponytail, he would get that hug. I'm sorry that I talked about retard strength.
That's
the Hideous Creatures show doesn't not like mentally disabled people.
Doesn't not like them.
I mean, does like them. God, I just did a double negative too. Maybe I really do hate retarded people.
I think you're drunk.
So, I am drunk, but I don't hate retarded people. I mean, I don't not hate them.
You should just stop now, Kayla. So we wanted to get into the topic of the show, and the reason we didn't is because our confessions are fucking horrible. Or they're not necessarily horrible, but they're fucked up, and I think they need to stay dormant for maybe another week.
Okay.
Because
I'm fine with not revealing.
We talked about it, and we're kind of end of time right now.
Yeah.
I think an hour is perfect. So why don't we just hold over our confessions until next week. But you, the listener, can email us at our website, or you can call us at 503-928-7751 and leave a message. No one's going to fucking answer, and you can be anonymous and leave like one of your dirty little secrets there. And then next week we'll elaborate. I don't know. I think we talked about it earlier, and mine's not so bad. I'm okay with
revealing mine.
Right.
I mean, it's something I'm not like proud of, but it's not my worst secret. I'm not going to tell you that.
It's not too bad. But anyway, you can find us on the internets. Just put in Hideous Creature Show. It'll pop up main. That goes right
Google,
to our website.
And check out what June did to the new website.
It looks
awesome.
It looks great.
We redid the website, so it's got the Chris Bishop, Unicorns Fucking in the Rainbow. Like,
what did you call it, Patrick?
Unicorn Love?
Unicorn
or,
Love.
Or no, what is the name of the thing? Afternoon Delight?
Afternoon Delight. That's what I was thinking of.
But you can find us there. Go on to iTunes and give us some stars. We want to kind of go up in the ratings, and I think it would be really fucking rad if people like started communicating a little bit more with us and fucking so we can get more involved with our listeners.
Yeah, give us any kind of input or questions you want answered.
And
I'm not saying
we'll put you on the show.
What, Patrick?
I think they should tell us their deepest, darkest fantasy.
I do too. And, or anything.
I like that too.
You could do it anonymously too and not even have to.
Yeah, there's no. I'm we're not going to know.
I'm putting in the phone number right now.
There you go. Also, too, I don't know if anybody knows this, but if you have an iPod or an Apple iPhone or whatever, if you go on to iTunes, you can just subscribe to our show and it will automatically like download.
Right. And we'll be
it'll update every time there's a new show. It's really easy and it's like
right.
retarded proof like I am.
We're also on Zune that does the same thing if you don't have the Apple bullshit. And that we're also on Podcast Alley. So also tell a friend. Tell a friend and let's get the shit
yes.
Let's get
going.
Some listeners in Israel.
I agree, Michelle. Get some.
And also what I would like to do eventually is that once we get enough listeners and we can book a gig, I would like to do a live show. If we get enough people, we'll book it. We'll get some musician friends in there.
I got to get real drunk
to rock
for that.
It, and we'll do it.
Also, send us your pictures of Marcus. If you can find any, if you think of any. I know there's a Marcus around you. If you could get a live picture of a real Marcus, that would be even better than an internet picture.
Or if you're that guy or gal at the party, do that too. And we will be back next week to do another show. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And I'm Marcus.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Hey, real quick, the outro to the show is a song that I heard on a movie called Wrist Cutters. It's called Through the Roof and Underground by a band called Gogol Bordello. And of course, the movie Madness was Top Gun.
When there is trap set up for you in every corner of this town, and so you learn the only way to go is underground. When there's a trap set up for you in every corner of your room, and so you learn the only way to go is through the roof. Underdog zoo, and if you want it, you always have to make your own fun. And I see upper dog leisurely sighing, the local cultures are dying and dying, the program robots are buying and buying, and our secluded freaks, they are still trying. Just like the meanings, they lay between the lines, between the borders, the real countries hide. Their strategy was so they advertise. Their strategy of being is one of in-your-face disguise. Oh, 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 through the roof, underground.
The Hideous Creature Show.
She needs to be, like, suspended in some weird-ass fucking room with fire in it and horrible other bullshit.